a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
It has been a long time since we rocked and rolled. Here doing a live show at the place where you'll find the best sandwiches in America. Not just the Quad Cities, best sandwiches in America. We are at Capriotti's.
Says so right there.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you couldn't say it if it wasn't true.
That's not what Capriotti says. That's what different periodicals and polls and customers have said. It's not puffery if other people say it. We are live at Capriotti's on 53rd in Davenport, 53rd and Elmore, and joining us, Darren, our special guest.
It's James. Hi, James. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you today?
We thought it'd be nice to drag you away at the busiest time of the day.
Yeah. So we're here just feet away from where the delicious Capriotti sandwiches are being made. We're right basically in line where everyone is ordering their food. And
we have cookie samples as well.
There are, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Help yourself to a sample. Yeah. Yes.
Please. Yep. Just do it.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, while we're here, if you're listening to us live on your phone, you got about 45 minutes to come and get some of these delicious cookie samples.
By the way,
I always get the chips. I never go for the cookie.
Well, you can do both. Do like I do.
Yeah.
Do both. I mean,
do like I
you're
do.
You're going to end up spending a lot of money on new pants.
Yeah, well.
Those are his European roots.
Sure.
By the way, for those that are playing along at home, yes, puffery was the word of the day, and you're a winner. Got that one in very early.
Come pick up your cookies. We've got them here at Capriotti's cookies. These are cookies that you don't get from a service. You make them here.
Yeah. Yep. We make them here. They're we got a lot of different varieties that we try to test out. But yeah.
And I imagine you could get a plate of those if you were going to a holiday party.
Absolutely, it's encouraged.
And you could pass them off as your own if you wanted to.
Sure. We don't label them or anything.
That's nobody's business. Once you buy the cookies, what you do with the cookies is your business. Speaking of, we were in Byron yesterday for my TV show Brood.
Okay.
There's a new brewery there in Byron, Illinois, and I don't know if you heard this story.
Speaking of cookies,
the Tigers, there, a high school team. They ended up losing the state championship because they had to suspend 10 of their players for running around naked with Oreo cookies in their buttholes.
Although, having said that, we don't know if any of these players played. So if it's the final 10 on the bench, then what's that really do to your chances?
What was Byron, 3A?
They're 3A.
I mean, my real question is, were they the double stuffed Oreos?
See, I don't know. Yes. We don't know that. So I asked the guys at the brewery. It's a place called the Hairy Cow. It's going to be open in a week or so. I said, are you guys going to have a beer called Oreo Run, right?
Yeah.
And their thought was, they'll do it in a couple of years when those kids are old enough to come and drink the beer.
Right.
It could be a perfect beer.
Right now, the community wants nothing to do with
no,
it.
No, apparently Byron takes their football very seriously, and there are quite a few people that are upset about what these kids did. But, for the 10-year reunion, when they're all like in their late 20s, that would be fun to have a beer called Oreo Run to commemorate the season you lost
almost
the state championship because you and 9 other knuckleheads ran around with cookies in your butt.
Yeah, the season that almost was.
Right. That championship season.
Hey, we still got a trophy. It's just a smaller one.
Right. Yeah, no, you get something for being a runner-up.
Whoa, you got butt slammed!
I was an IHSA state runner-up 2 years in a row. And I will tell you this, Byron, if you're listening.
Yeah, I know.
The hurt of that will never go away.
James has a look on his face.
Figure out what sport that was.
In what?
Chess?
James, speech team.
Ah, fair.
Speech team. Fair, yeah. I was runner-up in 89 and 1990. I lost in 1990 because the guy who
to
beat
Hal
me.
To Hal Sparks.
No. Hal Sparks was a couple years older than me. The guy who beat me, I don't even remember his name. That's a lie.
Of course you remember his name.
I remember his name.
You mutter it every...
I tried to act for a second like I don't remember his name.
You mutter it every evening just before you fall asleep.
Nat Rambersham was the kid who beat me.
Well, and, you don't have a chance against
and
that.
And they said he had better energy than me. That's why he won. They liked his energy better.
Low energy.
Yeah. Well, now that I've said his name, I can't tell you my theory as to how his energy was so high, okay. But I wish him the best.
Big fan of the Sparkle Horse, huh?
Listen, my point is this. We're here at Capriotti's. We're excited to be here. This is a time of year, I imagine, where a lot of people are coming in just because they're tired of cooking. I know that on my wife's side of the family, we have to host Christmas at our house every year, and the reason it's our house is because people from out of town like it when we get the Capriotti's for lunch.
You guys want cookies?
And I like it. Cookie samples.
You want to try them?
They're
while
delicious.
You're in line?
I've always wanted to thank you because I hear you talk about that, and that's a great tradition. I appreciate that.
No, like I floated around like, hey, how about somebody else host this thing? But no, every year it's us, and actually I prefer to host it because I like when the family time is over, I don't have to get a car and go anywhere. I just kick everybody out.
My mom, God bless her, she's 85 years old. She actually moves around like she's 55 years old. But after Thanksgiving, she was like, yeah, that ain't happening again.
That's the last one.
That's the last one.
Yeah.
The last one. From now on, you guys bring something, so... It's Capriati's.
All right. Is it, James, okay if I ask you a couple questions about your sandwiches?
Yeah, hit me. Yeah.
Because this is the thing. There are other sandwich chains that it feels like they're rolling out some new damn sandwich once a month. And as I look at your menu, I'm struggling to find anything on that menu that wasn't there when you opened up a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Is that done on purpose?
Yeah, that's kind of accurate.
Like, you don't have like a, here's our crazy sandwich of the month. Like, it's just... These are the really good sandwiches we make.
Yeah, play the hits.
You know, I think the last, like, true menu edition was the chicken cheesesteak, like, 10 years ago, and that was a big deal. And really, everything kind of is a hit, you know? Like
yeah,
I said,
we remember the chicken cheesesteak kerfuffle
of
10 years ago.
That was...
Of 2008.
There was a lot of good men.
That was... we did. Hit him.
Did James just give the zing of the day? Oh, that's fantastic, James.
Consider yourself Zing.
Zing of the Day.
Zing of the Day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. They couldn't be prouder.
Do you have anyone like make suggestions, or do you have any secret menu items?
We do. We do have a lot of suggestions. We do get a lot of secret item requests. You know, for a while there, we had gravy going. We kind of have stopped that. But
gravy would have been for the Bobby.
Yeah.
I could see that being good, but also messy.
This is the end of the end of the gravy train. Okay.
Yes.
I could see gravy working here if you ate it here. I don't know if it would travel well though.
That's kind of what we ran into. You know, people just the quality wasn't the greatest, and we like everything to be a good quality, right? So, you know, there's some secret things that we could do. You know, throw some marinara on something. You know, just try some. If you get creative long enough, like I do, you know, I've been here for 9 or 10 years.
Yeah.
I always pick my Capriati's up and eat it at home, and that's just a matter of just convenience. I call ahead because I live just far enough away that when I place my order as I'm leaving the driveway,
well, he wants to get
it's ready when I get here.
He wants to get comfortable and strip down and, you know.
Yeah, no. If I want to eat a Bobby in my undies, it's not that they wouldn't be okay with it here. They're just more okay with it at home. My point
you wouldn't
is,
be the first.
You don't. Do you have any delivery services?
We do. We have partnered with. It's called My Town to Go.
Okay.
Shameless plug. But
go ahead.
They do.
James, you're a sponsor, so you can plug anything you want. Like it's only shameless.
Within
reason. If you were just some guy coming in talking about delivery,
I promise it won't
talk about
Oreos.
Anything you want to talk about. No, right on.
We do My Town to Go. We start off slow with them, and they're a great. They do pretty well. They're growing themselves. They're a local company.
Do you guys like to try a cookie samples? All right.
Okay.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
And what you're going to see a lot of times is the Uber Eats and all these other delivery services. Yeah. They're coming in. A lot of people don't realize they're taking 20% to 25%. From the restaurant.
Not interested.
I tried one of those services.
Yeah, and a horror story.
It was a bad deal. And I ended up, so it was like you ordered.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah, please help. Take two.
So the, I tried one of those services and it was like download the app. So I download the app. And we ordered from a bar restaurant in Davenport. And it was like maybe 3 appetizers and 1 entree. That was it. And the bill was like $92. And one of the things was soup, all right? So it was like soup and like French fries. It was ridiculous. And the bill was $92. Because when I rang it up, it seemed reasonable.
Did you order something from Chicago?
No, they ordered... No, it was a place in Davenport. That's all I'll say about it.
Chicago deep dish. It's the best. I gotta have it.
But
what are those?
The price,
party trays.
Ooh.
The price was... I think the price was like $50. But then they added on... the delivery driver was like $32 to deliver it. And I thought, $32?
So available here, and what's the name of your group again?
We got My Town to Go.
My Town to Go.
So that's a much better deal.
And for us, for the consumer, and for the restaurant, it's a better deal, you know? Yeah, yeah. Again, you know, a lot of, like I said, they're all the Uber Eats, the Grubhub, all those are going to continue to grow. Even Amazon's getting in on that. A lot of the big cities, you're kind of forced to use those services. But
has Google got one of those yet?
I don't know. Not yet.
But this
soon,
is, though.
Drive around
soon,
an Alphabet
after
car
they cure
or whatever.
Cancer.
More and more people want to eat at home.
Yeah.
Where I have this theory that in 10 years, we're going to be hearing about
there'll be a renaissance.
The return of the restaurant.
Could very
imagine
well be.
Eating food somewhere other than your house.
Yeah.
And there will be people that will wait on you.
Could be.
Waiters, if you'll have it.
Yeah.
That's going to be the big thing, I think, in about 10 years.
Maybe.
You're going to be hearing all about how restaurants are back in a big way. We're here at Capriotti's doing the top five things. You want to get into the top five things?
Let's do it. The top five things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear presents Frightmare Before Christmas. Now, this is two nights only, and it's down to one night because they opened last night. They've got another one tonight, December 8th from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $15. VIP are $20. Save $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited. Get them online at qcfactoryoffear.com. Or order them in advance. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man, and Krampus, and others. It's not your shopping mall Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presenting Frightmare Before Christmas. And there's only one night left, and it's tonight, Saturday, December 8th, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Of course, the podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriotti's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location in Cedar Rapids at 4641st Avenue Northeast, and home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. Mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one, and don't forget to get your gift cards, your Capriotti gift cards, because if you get them right now, the deal is $25 in gift cards, and you get $5 back in cap cash,
yep,
right?
$5 back in caps cash that can be used towards anything. So,
and the person who gets your gift card didn't even need to know about that.
The number one story on the top five things is a story about this funeral home in Poland that is releasing a nude calendar to sell their services. I can't pull the story up, though.
Good.
Because there's pictures of naked ladies on caskets, and I'm realizing
maybe
at a family restaurant this isn't the place to have that discussion.
Live ladies?
Yeah, it's like naked models on top of caskets.
Oh, on top of
my head went somewhere else.
Yeah, no. So, like, it's
Larry used to always like to take pictures of the deceased.
Larry would go to wakes where he didn't know anyone.
Well, I don't know if that's true. But he would go to wakes and he would take a quick Polaroid, because his contention always was that, well, then that way, if there's ever an argument as to what we buried them in, he's got proof that that's what they were wearing. I don't know that argument ever
in
came up.
In the history of families, when is that ever? Well, you know, we put her in that purple dress. You know darn well that dress was gray.
You know that was,
if only we had a photograph to prove.
That was
to
the
settle
most,
this once
you,
and for
you
all.
Buried her in the most uncomfortable thing in her wardrobe.
Well, I can't really give you any more details.
You did it intentionally.
I can't pull up the story here. There are black bars over all the naughty parts.
Like True Detective.
I just don't feel like it's appropriate to look
Remember
at
True
it
Detective?
Here in that restaurant.
Oh, okay. It was a magazine back in the day. Quite a while. You're a younger guy.
You ever thought about doing like a sandwich calendar? Is that
a
thing?
Yeah, that's come across, you know, especially with the 20-inch, you know, that gets a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
So, you will.
You know. Yeah.
Merry,
you guys want a model?
I
got my first two.
Behind the sandwich?
Whatever.
is that kind of what you're envisioning?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I probably could do the. Well, I think
there's a 4.5-inch.
I was going to say, I think any of your sandwiches are safe. I might even be able to do it behind a cup of soup. One of these cookies. One of these cookie samples would probably be fine.
Very tasty.
Yes, thank you. I've been doing sit-ups.
Number two on our list. Comes
great.
To us from
I
the
shaved my back for this calendar. It's not happening.
Great state of Florida.
Kibosh on it.
So Dominic Breedlove goes to the Kohl's for a job interview.
Okay.
Moments after the interview is over, he steals a pair of sneakers for his mother. Kind of a heartwarming story here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a Christmas shoes story.
That's a Christmas song, isn't it?
Right.
Isn't that one of those awful Christmas songs?
The Christmas Shoes is a horrible Christmas song, yeah.
Yeah.
The gimmick there is it's a young man who wants to buy a pair of shoes for his mother because she's about to die. But they don't have any money for the shoes.
Hmm.
And she needs new shoes to get to heaven.
You know what?
And Larry's going to take a picture of the shoes.
Larry's got proof that you never bought those shoes and that you buried her in
see,
socks.
See, we put her in the crowd wearing flip-flops.
Crocs. She had never wore Crocs in her life. Well, still hasn't.
Florida man arrested after he allegedly stole two pairs of sneakers from Kohl's minutes after interviewing for a job there.
You know, that sort of thing seems to happen a lot more than you think. That people, I don't know if they think they're doing some sort of reconnaissance or they're allowed now.
I think it's just a matter of if you're a thief and you're around all of that merchandise, you can't help yourself.
I just thought this was part of the employee discount.
Deputies there at Hernando County arrested Dominic Breedlove. What did they do in the old country? The Breedloves.
Yeah, yeah.
Charged him with retail theft.
Very
after this
stable family.
Incident in Spring Hill, which is just north of Tampa down there in Florida. 24-year-old Breedlove went into the store after the interview and started looking at a Nike display for women's shoes. They didn't have security tags. So he left the store and then later returned with a bag from a previous trip. A loss prevention officer called the sheriff after seeing him put the sneakers worth $150 inside his bag and then leaving the Kohl's. They arrested him on the way to his car, where he told deputies he had planned to give the shoes to his mother for Christmas. Booked into jail in a
like in the song.
You're right. Wait a minute, I'm not dying. Oh, yeah, you are, Mama. You're dying tonight.
Mama, it's cold outside.
Needless to
I
say,
just put something in your drink.
He doesn't.
You're not going anywhere, Mama.
He doesn't get the job, and Mama doesn't get the shoes. So that's number two on our top five.
Now Christmas is ruined all around.
Yeah.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast.
Did you forget the name of our thing?
No. No.
Did you see that, James? I just kind of.
It's a monumental pause, yeah.
what do we call this?
Just a little pregnant pause is all it was.
I'm in a restaurant. I'm talking in a microphone. What's going on?
How did I
get
here?
What happened?
Gridlock.
You're listening to the Top 5 Things with Dave and Admiral James Stockdale.
Thank you. The podcast is brought to you by...
Yes.
Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They've got a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings, starting at just $350, and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. And their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings, inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They're open from Tuesday through Saturday. Check them out at marysdiamondsjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They are locally owned and operated. Mention Outshow Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, cap specials including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Can we talk a little bit about your... About your food truck.
Here it goes again. What is... are you okay? Are you having...
I was huffing glue before the
mini
podcast.
Strokes? What's going on over there?
They're little TIAs is what they call them.
Now it's just getting sad.
Not GIA certified, but TIAs. Can we talk about your food truck?
Yeah, you know what? We're really excited about it. I know I've been kind of touting it and teasing
You've been
it for
teasing
a while.
Me. Tease me now, please me.
It's we're ready to roll. We got one out of another... out of a franchisee from another state. So it's got Capriati's logo on it. It's got the grill in it, so we can get all those cheesesteaks, meatballs, which I know you're a fan of.
And your intentions?
We're open for anything. We've got a couple things lined up that we're going to do on a weekly basis.
Wait a minute, but James, it's December as we're sitting here doing the show.
You know
this isn't really food truck season, or is it? They still have food trucks.
It technically isn't, but we're gonna give it a shot. We've got enough interest that I think we could float it a couple weeks and just do some test runs since it's kind of new to us anyway.
Soft opening.
Yeah, sure.
If that thing makes sense in December, boy, you're gonna like spring and summer, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it'll have, imagine, kind of a limited menu? Yes. You'll offer probably a handful of sandwiches rather than all the sandwiches you have at Capriati's?
Yeah, we'll do a handful. We like most of our popular ones, some of the hot ones, you know, just the real popular
ones.
And
then, so then people will just be reaching out to you then saying, we'd like the truck there?
Yeah, a little bit of both. We'll run it up the flagpole some places. Got a couple of bars that are interested that don't serve food.
Right.
We've got some just some local businesses that are like, hey, we're in the hub of this city or that city, and we'd love to have you come over here, throw it out on our Facebook, and see if we can attract some attention.
Boy, would that, you know.
What about like middle, like an elementary school?
They have food trucks and things. I mean, yeah it's...
If I go there, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to eat. If it's chicken patty day, I'm eating the chicken patty.
You're going to have the chicken patty. You guys can go out to the truck.
Yourself.
And
yep.
But my...
Chicken patty was a big thing, huh?
For me, it was. I felt like chicken patty was terrific. Yeah, I don't...
I don't know if I remember chicken patty day.
It might not be real chicken.
I'm looking forward to like Capriati's. You roll up by one of these like breweries that don't,
of course,
that don't have food there, and then because normally I pair my Capriati's with pop.
Sure,
I've never really paired it with a beer.
So that's kind of the fun part. So two things on that.
Remember to keep your pants on.
Not to
why don't you mind your business.
Encouraged, but not necessary. You know.
Yeah. Right.
No, Crawford. If I could name drop them.
Yes.
Crawford is who I think would be perfect for you guys.
Yes. Yep. They've reached out
because they've got their food truck spot.
Yep. We're looking forward to working with them coming up.
Yeah. They built like.
A spot
built,
for it.
Yeah, they built pipes and power right there just for food trucks.
They Crawford did it right.
Crawford would be perfect for you guys. Yeah. So if I can get a Capriati sandwich and a couple of Crawford beers, you're telling me that's going to happen this winter?
That's probably, maybe not this winter. That might be a spring thing.
Okay.
You know?
Well, still, but, I'm not mad about that at all.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Wow, I shouldn't be this excited about that. These are two
things. It's Christmas.
These are two things that are already available to me, but just I don't.
Just feeling the spirit,
right? I'm just saying, like I don't. I could get a crawler over there, and I could get a sandwich and go do it. But just I like the idea of the atmosphere, and I like.
Well, go do that, and then go. Isn't there like a?
Yeah, I mean,
sit on the sidewalk by.
Actually, they let you bring food in.
Go over there and sit by the.
You can bring
by the traffic lights.
You can bring Tanglefoot
and Devil's Glen. Do what you want.
You
I don't
can
care.
Bring
Throw
food
a blanket
in now.
Down.
And in fact, if they've got that mezzanine, I bet there's like Christmas parties there where they're having Capriati's brought in. Capriati's, I imagine a lot of you're going to be making food for a lot of Christmas parties.
Yeah,
right?
We do. Yep. I mean, it's
is there still time for people to get orders?
Oh,
in,
absolutely.
Or?
Yeah, we prefer 24 hours, but we can do it in a pinch too. You know, catering. This is our big time of the year.
Yeah.
Between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, we've got a couple of catering events lined up for after the New Year. So yeah, no rush.
And of course, the meatball bar is always an option.
I'm not going to lie.
Number three.
I was going to have some meatball samples too, but I just dropped the ball. So sorry to. Maybe next time. Maybe I'll have to.
You dropped the meatball?
I did.
Two Catholic nuns are in trouble for stealing $500,000 in school funds from a Catholic school and using the money on vacations and gambling. Two nuns. $500,000. Bank records show Sister Mary Margaret Kruper.
Mary Margaret, this is a dead-end street.
And Sister Lana Lang of St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California, for the last 10 years have been taking money from this Catholic school.
I read
$500,000. They blew it on vacations and gambling.
I read the end of the book. The devil did it.
Sister Mary Margaret just retired as the school's principal. So she was handling all tuition checks and fees. She would withhold checks and then deposit them into an account that only she and Sister Lana knew about.
There's no chicken patty at that Catholic
school. No. Investigators found the two gave some of the stolen money back to the school. The rest was used for their personal game, including trips for casino gambling.
Did they win?
Can you imagine a nun at a like a blackjack table or something?
No.
How trippy would that be?
Right? Or, you know, they're at they're at the craps table. They take the stick man stick and rack you on the knuckles. I don't know how nuns act at casinos, but...
Would you think that? Wait a minute! I want to get on these coattails here.
If there were a nun,
if
gambling,
someone's rolling. Someone they're rolling.
If she's a hot shooter, yeah, I'll get a nun, rabbi, guy in a bunny suit. I don't care.
Satanist.
Now let's do this, shooter. I will say this: I bet it's a lot of fun when you're a nun to go to a casino and go to the roulette table and just be like, put it all on black. And just high five the nun next to you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah, you're damn right. That's
she said
what we
it.
Do.
She said it.
You're damn right. That's she what we said do. It. The Archdiocese and Church not pursuing criminal charges because these nuns have expressed remorse.
Huh. Oh, so that's all you have to do is just say sorry?
$500,000?
The sisters are at the casino every Saturday. It's turning into quite a habit.
Okay. And with that,
the ultimate thing.
High five, have a cookie. You have a cookie. You have a cookie. You have a cookie. Ultimate Zing brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Parents writing to the people at Amazon begging them to change the name of the Echo device because they say they have a 6-year-old daughter who is constantly bullied. They named the little girl Alexa. Mm. 6 years ago, they named their little daughter Alexa, and now
this so people are always telling her what to do.
Exactly. Alexa, what's the weather? Ha ha ha. Distraught mother writing a letter to Amazon begging them to help stop the bullying she says her 6-year-old daughter has experienced from sharing the same name with its virtual assistant device, Alexa.
Does she have a middle name?
See, this is it. If it were you or me or anyone with an ounce of common sense, if it's a problem, we would just say, okay, we're going to use your middle name then, right?
That's where we're going with, I guess.
Few people know this, but hard, Darren's birth name is Adolf Darren Pitra. Few people know this. Now you know.
No.
He won't tell you, and I just did.
Very bunker mentality.
She writes, Mr. Bezos. That's Jeff Bezos, the bazillionaire, bamillionaire.
Yes. We think you could solve this problem for us.
Mm-hmm. I write to you
by just cutting a check, and we will put up with the name.
I write to you as a father and human being rather than the CEO of Amazon. We are not asking.
Too late for that.
We are not asking for wealth or recognition from this request.
You guys want cookies?
We just want to correct an error we believe was a giant mistake. This woman who is going by the name of Lauren wants to protect her child's identity. She wrote to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos last week after saying she witnessed her 6-year-old daughter being bullied at school and in public, with kids ordering her to complete tasks and then laughing at her. Kids are telling her, Alexa, turn on the TV.
Is that bullying, though?
Alexa, and then they laugh at her and treat her like a servant. Mm. It's been an ongoing issue for a number of years. The letter goes on to describe that everywhere the family goes, people acknowledge the name her daughter shares with the Amazon device, and they often make jokes asking if she can do the same things the Alexa device does. This letter was sent 3 weeks ago. She sent it again. She got an apology from a member of the technical support there at Amazon on behalf of Jeff Bezos.
No check.
But yeah, we're not changing the name.
No, we're probably not going to change the name.
There are 11 million of these Echo and Dot products in the world right now. We got 3 of them at my house. We're not changing the name of Alexa.
Do they ever fight?
No, it's she's the same all over.
Oh.
Yeah, so when you tell her to do something in the basement, she
doesn't. Oh, no, I got it.
Me! No, I want to serve them. No, it's not like that. Lately, she's getting a little lippy. And it's got me concerned.
It surprises me that they don't have a function on that where you can name it whatever you want to name it.
Well, you can if you have someone in your house named Alexa, you actually can name it 3 different things.
Oh, okay.
That's a setting. So you can call it Alexa, which is what everyone does.
GMSTV.
And my apologies to those of you who are listening to this show on an Alexa device.
Hazel. Play the David Darren Top 5 Things podcast, Hazel.
You can also say, you can also change it to Amazon. Or computer. Did I tell you this? So I've got a Dot in one room and an Alexa in another.
What's the difference?
The Dot's like a hockey puck. Alexa's like a Pringles can. So I've got a Dot hooked up to the stereo in the family room, and then we've got an Alexa in the kitchen. Well, they were both using the wake word. That's what they call it, a wake word, Alexa. So there were problems when I put that in where you would say Alexa, and the one that was hooked up to the stereo would answer you, but because she was hooked up to the stereo, you couldn't hear anything. So Jenny was barking things at Alexa, and then not getting any responses.
Uh-huh.
And it was because I had hooked up the speakers so that it couldn't respond. But Jenny's answer was, and she was very serious about this, I just think it doesn't respect me because I'm a woman.
Well, that's possible.
No, this is what it's like. This is what it's like for women. We don't... Because so hey, when I would say
you've
Alexa,
come a long way, baby, but not this far.
It would right. He would listen to me because I was closer to the one that identified as Alexa, the one that was plugged in and could hear it. So I'd be like, Alexa, what's the weather? And she'd go, it's going to be sunny today. And then Jenny would be in the other room and say, what's the weather today? And then nothing.
Get nothing.
It's because I'm a woman. That's why it doesn't respect me.
No, and quite it's like, frankly, well, I'm surprised they're still in your household after that. My wife would have been like, whoop, gone.
I was able to fix it. Well, I was able to turn.
You bring home the bacon, right? Fry it up in a pan, never.
Yeah. Truth be told, I'm not the breadwinner. All right, let's move on to number four.
Four.
Those days have been over for some time, Darren. You were there. There was an article in the paper.
No. He's the breadwinner, but she pays for everything else.
Right. I win bread. That's what I win. I win bread.
And cheese. Government bread and cheese.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right.
Don't beat yourself up.
That was number four. What am I doing here? We're up to number...
Well, we didn't spend a lot of time with number one.
Well, because I couldn't.
I know.
But I have other stories we can talk about.
I know you do.
I mean, I could say, it's just there's a Polish funeral home.
Yes.
When I was putting the show together this morning, I thought, this is a great story.
Yes.
But just,
I get it.
I don't feel comfortable reading.
Yes. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's how you get a reputation.
Huh?
I don't want somebody going on Yelp saying, we love the sandwiches at Capriati's, but there was a dirty man looking at a naked lady on a casket.
And I think she was Polish.
She's Polish, all right. I'll tell you this.
I didn't have a problem with the fact that she was naked, but a Pole?
I'll say this. Even with the black bars over the bits, you can tell she's Polish.
I gotcha.
Oh, God bless
her. We're going to need a bigger bowl of soup.
Finally.
How big are your salads?
Finally, we go to Kagoshima Prefecture in the Empire of Japan. Charges filed against a city council member there. He was doing more than twice the speed limit, up to 100 miles an hour. This guy was driving. He's a city council worker there in Japan at the Kagoshima Prefecture. Now you've been to Japan, the Empire of Japan. Where is that prefecture?
What's that?
What is a prefecture? Do you know what that is in Japan?
I'm guessing that would be a neighborhood.
Oh, it's a neighborhood. This guy told the cops he was doing 100 miles an hour because he had...
diarrhea.
Man, Japanese diarrhea.
Now, I don't think he would say that. I don't think Japanese gentleman would go, I got the Japanese diarrhea.
No, I'm saying it.
Right. According to court documents from October to 29, this Masataka Hirari... a 28-year-old city council member from the Shibushi
been eating minnows
city
all day.
There in the Kagoshima Prefecture.
But there they are. Like,
I just can't put them down. I had a bowl, had a bowl of minnows at work, and I just once you get started, I can't stop.
He was doing 105 miles an hour. Although over there, they don't use miles per hour; they use kilometers per hour. Any idea how much 105 miles per hour works out to in kilometers?
There he is. Have some cookies, guys.
Hey, how you been?
Nice sweater.
Get some cookies, guys. They're delicious. Yeah. 105 miles per hour. How much does that work out to in kilometers per hour, if you had to guess?
Isn't it?
69,
dudes! I don't know how you're always so good at that. He says I was on my way to
169 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, kilometers per hour.
Kilometers per
hour. 105 miles per hour.
Okay, all right, so I guess that's doable.
It was just a cheap way for me to play the Bill and Ted is all that was. He was questioning...
What kind of car was he in?
It sounds like he was driving a scooter. but it doesn't say, Darren.
Have a cookie.
Do I get a cookie for that one? We've already given out all the zings. He says, I was on my way when my stomach started hurting, so I heard because I wanted to go to the bathroom. I will abide by traffic rules in the future. I don't know whether he made it, because when you get pulled over for that...
This is not the time to stop me, officer.
I imagine...
believe me.
Don't stop me now!
Don't make me stand up.
No, it's not the best. Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy one of their holiday hot chocolates right now. And, of course, pick up some of their gift cards.
Mm.
Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. for the coffee and tea lover in your family, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more, the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We love you all very much, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. James, what are your hours here? You're open 7 days a week, right?
Yeah, we are. Open 7 days a week, and we're 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m.
So all day.
Monday through Saturday, and then 11 to 7 on Sunday.
Okay. So all day.
Yep, all day. Yeah. All day.
Cops in L.A. are looking to question one Jose Jesus Rodriguez. Detectives were contacted yesterday by the owner of a delivery company. Jose was hired to take a beer truck to Van Nuys, California, to pick up a load of beer.
He went porn capital of the world,
Van
right?
Van Nuys, California?
Isn't that, where they're all, isn't that where they all are made?
I think
or,
that's right.
Or is it Thousand Oaks?
It's got to be around that area.
Yeah. It's a big warehouse somewhere.
So Jose gets the beer truck. He completes the pickup of the beer, but then he never delivered it.
Mm.
They kept texting him, and the semi truck is missing. They couldn't find it. Then they ended up finding the truck, but the beer was still inside, but they have no idea where this guy went. So that's weird.
X-Files.
Yeah. Like, I understood the story. Okay, this guy must have taken a beer truck somewhere and just had a party. But then they found the truck with the beer still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just had some of the beer? How does that work? Another police story that I think you'll find a little bit more interesting. This story comes to us from Argentina, where cops claim half a ton of marijuana has gone missing.
Mm-hmm.
The cops in Argentina are blaming it on mice. They think that mice ate
I've
half
heard of
a
beer
ton.
Mice, but pot mice, sure.
Half a ton of missing marijuana gone in Argentina.
Well, the cat's got to be loving that. Yeah.
So the mice are now edibles.
And so very easy to catch.
And there's that, too.
It's not putting up the fight like they used to at all.
What the hell's the difference?
Hey, go ahead and eat me, man. That's funny. You ever say that word, eat me? Wow, man.
That sounds funny.
Heavy.
Eat me.
The mice ate the marijuana. That's the explanation the Argentinian policemen are
That's
giving.
That's a lot of mice. Not that I should be shocked that there's a lot of mice in Argentina.
1,200 pounds of weed? Gone. Took place in Pinar, Argentina, which is about 40 miles away from Buenos Aires. The cops who were tasked with the duty of protecting this warehouse of drug said, we don't know what happened to it. Must have been the mice.
Don't think twice. It's the mice.
So probably it's not mice, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Probably that's some right, of the...
Blame it on the mice.
If it's there, right.
I mean, if Milli Vanilli taught us anything.
Blame it on the mice. The dope was missing. Blame it on the rodents. They ate all the pot. Forensic scientists say that there is no way. Oh, hi, everybody.
Have a cookie.
Would you guys like to try cookies? Like cookie. We've got cookies here from Capriati's.
There's nothing in them.
Delicious samples.
There's nothing
no,
in
no,
them.
No, they're completely safe. Yeah. You'll make it all the way home, and then it kicks in.
I might have to have you come over here and start doing open mic nights or something.
I like that
stand
idea.
Stand in the corner.
Hey, you've got a marijuana dispensary just down the road, right?
Yeah, I think we do. I think that's what's going up in the old bar down the road here.
You can't hate that.
They're open now, but it's just oil. You can't get...
Well, for
is
now.
Is it prescription here?
Yeah. Okay, you can't just go and get...
Although Michigan just fell, right?
Michigan weed is legal, but they're not selling it
Well,
yet.
As Jerry Ford would say, you know, as Michigan goes.
That's what they say. What they say. They're saying, forensic scientists are saying there's no way that mice could eat that much cannabis.
I wouldn't think so.
But the judge says Buenos Aires University experts... have explained that mice would not be able to mistake marijuana for food, and that if a large group of mice had eaten it, there would be a lot of dead mice in the warehouse. You know.
A little toxic for them, right?
I would think.
Yeah.
Right? If you're eating a half a pound of half a ton of marijuana and you're a mouse...
Nick gave a look at, like, I've been a mouse.
Nick, the internet pizza guy is here. Nick, how you been?
I've been a mouse.
Are you in town now, or every time I talk to you, you've moved to a different location? Are you back in the
Are you on the run, on the lam?
Moved back.
You're back. Fantastic.
Well, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
It was a meatball bar for day, and a meatball bar
Meatball bar.
You're out of your mind.
Nick, the internet pizza guy, you're out of your mind.
It's like, it's a Christmas miracle.
Merry Christmas, miracle.
Merry Christmas, you wonderful little building and loan.
You can have one for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Or you can combine them and have a massive meatball party.
Now this
like
is
say
a
noon's Year's Eve.
This is a Sophie's choice, isn't it?
In place of our sausage party, maybe.
We could do the noble thing, or we could enjoy a lot of meatballs.
Uh-huh.
Ourselves. Oh, Nick, this is a real conundrum you've delivered
here.
It's
a Christmas conundrum.
That's fantastic. Well, Nick, that's awesome.
Thank you, Nick.
Completely unnecessary, but that's amazing. Thanks, Nick.
Take all the cookies you want.
Meatball, yeah.
Watch me go.
There you go. There you go.
I need more cookies.
We're
gonna
now. What if we have little bones in the meatballs? Will you come to the party or you would not?
Oh no, not so much.
Yeah, Nick doesn't like to eat any meat with bones in it.
Yeah, I understand it.
I'm guessing there's no bones.
But like, so you've never had ribs. Or you won't eat ribs.
No, I do ribs. A drum.
Okay, once
like
a year.
Chicken wings?
Like a chicken wing you wouldn't do.
I try not to.
A chicken drumstick.
No.
Oh my goodness. What are you, a barbarian?
My goodness. I wouldn't dream of it. No. My goodness.
And why is that? Is it just...
No.
No,
it's just... Is it a texture thing? You just don't like the idea of bone being right there?
It's the bone on bone.
Bone on bone, okay.
Yeah, you know, not a lot of people talk about the fact that the teeth are just bones that hang out of your head.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean,
Well, we can talk about it here, but just the idea, okay.
The bone on bone, it's the noise that it makes, the sensation.
You just don't want it touching your teeth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what
Nick, okay. Nick's always going to bail me out whenever I get into my weird food stuff, because he's always got a weirder food thing than I do as far as my hang-ups go. So I've always appreciated
it. No, but it all makes sense, too. Like, I've never thought of that. That's very logical.
Well, would you have a problem then if it was a drumstick and you just kind of pulled the meat away from the bone?
I would be okay with that.
That would be
but
okay.
But as far as right into the meat, no, that's not his thing.
That's way too much effort.
Boy, so
there's not enough meat there to make it worth it.
Well, there's...
Not really.
Okay.
He makes some good points.
Yeah.
Lindsay Buckingham is blaming Stevie Nicks.
Let's be honest.
Hey, well, it's great seeing you, man.
Good to see you guys, too.
Good to see you.
Take it easy.
Merry Christmas.
I like your sweater, man. He's got an AT-AT Christmas sweater. That's fantastic. Where did you get that?
It was from England.
England?
Nice.
All right. Well, I'm on my way right after the show. That's fantastic.
Do you remember William?
Yeah.
He came to the studio.
It's good to see you, man.
I
was going to say, you're growing like a weed.
Now, will you eat a chicken drumstick?
Yes, I will.
Oh,
so you don't have dad's anti-bone thing. You're own man.
Now that I think about it, it is kind of weird.
It is kind of weird, right? That's the secret. That's the secret. Don't think about it too much. Just thinking ruins everything.
So marrow's out of the question then.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends.
I don't know. I'm kind of weird like that. I might actually.
You might actually go marrow. Okay. All right. Well, you know.
Nick, good seeing you, man. Thanks for stopping by. Yeah. This is completely, what a surprise. This is completely unexpected. Thanks, Nick.
Darren finally got his meatball.
There it is.
Boy, it's a Christmas miracle. Look at him. He's starting to cry.
Well, I'm just
good to see you.
Been huffing glue.
Lindsay Buckingham has settled his lawsuit with Fleetwood Mac.
He settled.
Yes.
Because he was thinking, okay, this tour that you guys are on.
Mm-hmm.
Would have netted me $14 million.
Yes. And he's settled. And he's saying that Stevie Nicks was behind him getting fired.
Know what
the
I'm
whole
taking
time.
To the parents.
The Fleetwood Mac lawsuit has been settled, and he says he's happy with it. Quote, I'm not out there trying to twist the knife at all. I'm trying to look at this with some level of compassion, some level of wisdom. But he is blaming Stevie Nicks.
So what I'm hearing is that they were at some sort of awards thing,
mm-hmm.
like Music Cares or something.
Yeah.
And the band was getting some sort of award, or maybe it was just Stevie. I would think it's the entire band.
Mm-hmm.
They were there, and she was up, and she was making some sort of comments, and she got all bent out of shape because she said she looked back at it. When she looked back at it, Lindsay was back there smirking.
She didn't like the look on his
face. She didn't like the look on his face, so she basically went to the management and said, it's either him, or went to the band and said, it's either him or me.
Right. And so you're going to see Fleetwood Mac. You can see it with either Stevie Nicks or Lindsay Buckingham.
Which one's it going to be, boys? Yes or no?
Mick Fleetwood
I'm
and
joining,
Stevie
I'm
Nicks.
I'm joining Meatloaf.
Stevie Nicks said, look, he didn't want to go off on a new tour. She said, we wanted to get on the road,
well,
and he didn't want to go out. Buckingham says he agreed to postpone his own solo tour to join Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, I'll postpone
but it. But he was told by his manager that Nicks didn't like his behavior at the Music Cares event.
Right.
She complained that he smirked behind her when she gave her acceptance speech.
Yeah.
It appeared to me that she was looking for something to hang on me in order to instigate some kind of coup. Irving, that's his manager, told me a couple days later that she'd given the band an ultimatum that either I had to go or she was going to go. Asked if he has any sense why Stevie Nicks would have reached that point, Buckingham says, I don't know. None of it makes any sense to me, you know?
She left me. And that's the thing, too, that he'll bring up.
What's that? When they were a couple?
That when they were a couple, she's the one who ended it. Not him.
Well.
Because he was, you know, even up to that point, it's like, that ass.
She got, he says he got a letter, a lovely letter from Christine McVie.
Yes.
That basically said, just know that I had nothing to do with any of this.
Having said that, I am going to cash the checks.
But if you think I'm not going to show up to make $14 million, you're out of your mind.
$14 million is $14 million.
What are you doing?
You know, I know these songs in my sleep, so yeah, I'm going to do it. Sorry, Lindsay.
So yeah, that's the thing. But that lawsuit has been settled. I guess to the mutual satisfaction of all interested parties.
Maybe not $14 million, but then again, you didn't have to. Drag yourself around.
NASA has landed this new rover on the planet Mars, and they have captured the first sounds of Mars. Now, I don't know. I've played this, and you really kind of have to listen hard to hear it. But would you like to hear what the winds on Mars sound like?
Okay.
This is not a joke. I'm going to have to really turn this up, though, because you can just barely hear it. But these are sounds. Wind blowing between 10 and 15 miles an hour. What the wind on Mars sounds like.
Can you get that on a sleep machine?
It would be kind of pleasant.
A little bassy. That's okay. That's better.
You just heard wind from the planet Mars. I don't know why I think that's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. Martian wind?
He said the same thing about the last U2 record.
Yeah. And listen, it's good.
Said that, yeah.
It's good, it's not great.
2 weeks later, it's good, not great. Mm-hmm.
It's good,
but
it's
at the
not,
time,
it's not
when
great.
It first came out,
well,
best
it,
thing ever.
It was
same thing with Star Wars. Same
yeah.
thing with Star Wars.
Yeah, it takes a while to kind of figure
Last
out what's
Jedi
up.
Now, it's like, eh.
I've had better.
It's okay. One final story.
It's just fine.
It's entertaining.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
I like Han Solo, as you know. We've talked about this. So... This one's a little weird. There was a family that went on a vacation a couple of years ago. And when they were on vacation, their son fell off a balcony. They were going to this 5-star Jamaican hotel for a vacation. And their kid fell from the balcony. So the family goes back to this hotel every year when it's this kid's birthday.
Boy.
To honor his memory. Okay? Mm. This is a pretty heavy story. Mm.
Yeah.
But there's a reason I'm sharing it. Okay.
Okay, I hope so.
I'm going to try and salvage this.
Okay.
So I've given you the cliff notes, all right?
Yeah.
Family, they go to this 5-star hotel resort in Jamaica, and they've been going there ever since their son Alex died. On vacation in 2014.
Yes.
All right? So they all went to celebrate his birthday. This is a tradition that they began after his death. When they get to the room, the hotel had gone through the trouble of creating a life-size model of the boy made out of old clothes. And it was lying on the hotel bed holding a birthday cake.
Oh, brother.
Oh, boy. So I want you to look at this.
I can't
picture.
Even get fresh bath towels. What the hell?
They dressed this mannequin up to look like the little boy with the birthday cake in his crotch.
We're done coming here.
It just says,
you know, this has never been a good idea.
And they wrote "Happy Birthday, Miss You, Alex" in like it looks like grass on the bed. The family says they were horrified. Instead of a heartfelt tribute, Hotel staff created a life-size model made out of of clothes that were lying on the hotel bed and holding a birthday cake. The family was not okay with this.
What'd they do with it?
The idea was that the dad and the family had paid the staff to decorate the bedroom with a cake and balloons.
Yes.
So the staff was told, we'd like a cake and balloons to honor our son.
You know,
someone
you
took
know
the
what
initiative,
else
like,
be nice?
What if we made, like, a mannequin of the kid? Next to the... So you get in the room.
It's my first day here.
You get in the room and your kid, the kid's just laying on the bed like, eh. The body was laying next to petals arranged to read, "We miss you, Alex." The mom who discovered the effigy was utterly horrified.
You know what's going to clear my palate with that story?
She says, "When I walk
meatball bar."
She says, Jesus, "When I walked into the bedroom, all I can describe is a dummy body on the bed." Staff had gone through, by the way, and the clothes, by the way, were clothes that they got from the room. So they like took the family's clothes and rearranged it to look like this kid. Yeah, he was 21 years old, Alex, when he fell off a balcony. I want to make sure this isn't a tears in heaven situation.
Yeah,
it's still tragic.
Yes,
still tragic. But yeah,
with falling off a balcony at 21 in Jamaica, there might be a reason.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. When you look closer at the mannequin, there are tears running down its face.
Oh, boy.
And there's a can of beer in its hand. This kid fell off a balcony when he was 21 years old. And he's just
lying
in the
bed. What do 21-year-olds like to do?
You're right.
Drink?
Drink and cry?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're not going back to that hotel is the long and the short of it.
Which maybe was the intention of the hotel to begin with.
This brings everybody down.
Every year, it's the same thing with you people.
That's going to do it for the top five things here live at Capriati's on West, not West 50.
Just on
East 53rd.
East 53rd Street.
Elmore's right over there. East 53rd Street.
7 days a week. Now is the time for all the catering through the holidays. Basically, you're just asking kind of if possible, like a 24-hour time.
Yeah, 24 hours is always nice. I mean, the earlier the better, the more we know earlier,
right,
better we can do. So,
And basically that through, I'm guessing you're obviously closed on Christmas.
We'll be closed Christmas Day. We close early Christmas Eve, I think. I want to say like one or two on Christmas Eve.
Right, so anything before then.
You're still using real Butterball turkey
for
the Bobbies?
Big 25-pounders, yes, sir.
How long does it take you to cook one of those? Like all...
Yep, all night. We cook them, overnight for about 12
minutes. We flash fry them.
we throw them out outside.
I don't know if you've
got
seen,
me one of them Elon Musk flamethrowers.
I don't know if you've seen the back of the the restaurant here, the back of the sandwich shop. There isn't one.
they know what they did.
But I think I've got the hang of it now.
Try it again.
Well, James, thanks for having us.
Thank you for all your support through the years. We certainly appreciate it, and you've got a great place here, and everyone needs to check out Capriati's.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And their food truck coming to you soon.
Yeah, no, reach out. We'll have some more information on that.
It's stupid that I'm excited about the food truck because it's just going to be the same food that I get all the time when I come here all the time.
It really is.
But it's just on wheels.
Out and about. Yeah.
You'll see us in places.
Out and about.
You know, kind of like you said, that the whole beer thing, like, you know, beer with a Bobby's terrific. Beer with a cheesesteak's terrific. You know, I mean, beer with anything's good. But
here, here.
Yeah, right? So it'll be...
I'm glad you mentioned that, James, because a new episode of Brewed does debut tonight at 10:35 on Channel 8. Very excited about our fourth season kicking off tonight. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah,
it's very, very nice of you. I can't count on that level of support from this one.
Big fans.
Have you watched an episode yet?
Yes! I told you I saw that.
You're too busy relaxing.
I told you I saw that one. You
Which
were very
one?
Good.
Okay. Well.
The one where you were drinking beer.
That's every show.
Real quick, have you ever heard of Montucky?
No, what's Montucky?
Montucky's a lager that comes out of Montana.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Just look into it. It's really good.
Okay.
I know that's not really what Brewed does, but I know you've got more background in the beer thing. So.
Yeah, Montucky. It's Montucky. From Montana.
Montana, not Kentucky.
But that's the thing.
I'm guessing is it a barrel-aged beer?
It is not. So just curious if you'd ever run into it.
I have
is
not.
Is it a favorite of yours?
It is.
Yeah?
I will look into it.
Can't
but
get
it's
it
not
in Iowa. I have to get it shipped here to Illinois, and then I...
ship it, and then the underground. Then you use the channel.
Yes. Oh, it's a situation.
Long story short, what I was getting at is that's what we're going to be serving in some Capriotis in Las Vegas.
Ah.
And ultimately, if it goes well, we might try it here. But it's good stuff.
You might start serving beer here.
We're going to try eventually. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
My mind is blown. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks to Nick, the Internet Pizza Guy, for stopping by.
Yeah.
That happened.
Christmas miracle.
Good Lord. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye.